Wowie. Okay, well, I'm a mess already, so Sherry and David, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. We go back to those early days when the church needed a guest speaker every now and then, and sometimes I'm not real good about responding to emails right away, and Sherry didn't let me get away with that. So she would call me and say, "Hey, did you get my email? We'd love for you to come speak with us." And I was always more than willing to come to Wimberley, starting, I don't know when, way back. And she always made sure that not only was I treated well as a guest, that I had everything that I needed, but she did that, all that business stuff, with a welcoming heart. And to be able to carry both those things in the same place is not always an easy or accomplished thing to do. And she did it. And then when I would get here, before I could even put my stuff down, David would say, "Well, hello there." Did I get that pretty well? Did I? "Well, hello there. So glad you're back." And the first time I was like, oh, who are you? I can't imagine what it's going to be like without you here. We're going to get to find out. And here's the thing that's really unique. If you're really good at what you do, if you're really authentic about what you do, then you're empowering other people around you to be their very best as well. And you've left that legacy with us. You showed us how that, what that looks like. Everybody that you've touched, both of you in this place, were better people because of your yeses and because of your no's. I know that some of you have gotten a no from Sherry about something that you really wish she wouldn't have said no to. You can usually count on the fact, and if you need to do some forgiveness work about that, get on with it, you know. But usually if there's a no, there's a good reason behind it. And they are expert at being able to say their authentic no's and their authentic yeses. And you have to have both in order to have a balanced life. I've watched Leah as she started taking on the job, and when she showed me the Dropbox, I was terrified because she's right. You'll know where the toilet paper is. You know exactly how to put away the tables in that same room where the toilet paper lives. You'll be able to know how to structure any employment tax forms. Everything is there. And I'm overwhelmed with that. That's not my strength, so I'm glad there's people like you in the world that do that. They can make all the rest of us good at our jobs because we have what we need. We have the tools in place to do what we need to do. And David, I know that you've jokingly invited me to the men's group.
It wasn't a joke.
And you know, I really believe that I will come to that meeting one day. Because you've created a place where men can be their best selves. and find that safe place to have their vulnerability and strength contained. And that is a gift beyond description. Do you see, I'm struggling for words today because it's hard to have enough superlatives. What I intended to talk to you about today has to do with the Dare to Lead course that I'm about to start. And I found so many things in my preparation for today in which you kept coming to mind over and over and over again. And it was the basis for our talk title today, which was Authentic No, Authentic Yes. One of the things that Brené Brown teaches is to have an inventory called braving. And braving has seven elements: boundaries, reliability, accountability, a vault, which is that safe container where confidences are kept, integrity, non-judgment, and generosity. You are braving. You are braving. You are all those things. It's important for us to be able to look inside ourselves and find the very best in ourselves and bring it forth as often as we are able. There are some words that are attributed to Jesus in the scripture, but I'm pretty sure he didn't say them. That's not uncommon, especially because these words are found in Revelations, and he wasn't around when that was written. But it's still a good piece of wisdom when he said, or whoever said, you are neither hot nor cold. You're lukewarm, and I will spit you out. So just think about this time of the year. If you're not on nice cold well water, when you turn on your tap, how cold is that water coming out right now? And so, you know, luckily a lot of us have dispensers from our refrigerators that dispense cold water, or we use ice if we want cold water, because that lukewarm water that comes out is not exactly as refreshing as we'd like it to be. And this is the way I think about the way we set boundaries for ourselves and the way we have an authentic yes or an authentic no. If you don't have those things, then you're lukewarm. Do you want to have a lukewarm life? Nobody wants a lukewarm life. How boring is that? You know, a lukewarm is like tepid. Ugh. That's good for baby baths. But to be a yes or a no gives you strength. To be able to say, this doesn't work for me. This doesn't work for me in this particular relationship. This doesn't work for me on my calendar. This doesn't work for me because I don't want to. This doesn't work for me because I don't have the skills for it. This doesn't work for me because I have other plans. This doesn't work for me without explanation. That's the best kind of no. And somebody told me this morning that no is a complete sentence. Yes. So if you ever have a place in your life where you're going, I really want to really, really, really want to say no, but if I say no, it's going to hurt their feelings, it's going to make me look bad, I'm going to be a slacker, I'm not doing my part, blah, 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 blah. That's not an authentic yes or no. That's pretty darn lukewarm. So the challenge for you this week is to see where your boundaries are and if you can say no authentically. Even if you have to run away right after you do it, it's okay. You will have said your no. But having the power to say no authentically then gives you the power to say yes authentically. It gives you the courage to say yes authentically. How many of you in here have taken on a challenge just in the service of this community that you were shy, afraid, maybe a little, I don't know if I have time for all that, and you did it anyway? How many of you have done that? Look around. Keep your hands up. Look around this room. People who have stepped into service, they said an authentic yes, even if there was a struggle. Because the heart knows what's next. The heart always knows what's next. The heart knows a true no. The heart knows a true yes. For all the times you said no, we thank you. And for all the many more times that you said yes, we thank you. Are you really sure? Are you positive? Good answer. And you know, that's the only reason that I can feel any joy at all about you leaving, is because I know that it's an authentic yes, that you're going where your heart calls you. And right now, Wichita sounds pretty nice compared to what we're having here. Talk to you again in January. Yep, sure will. I remember those 2 years of ministerial school in Kansas City. Yeah. Didn't think I was ever going to get warm. Lived in the South for way too long. So I know that you're going because your heart calls you and you're saying yes. And do you know what? I'm not going to share the details, but I also know that because they said yes, their way was made clear. The way was made clear to assist them, to support them, to augment them in their journey, and to let them go free. And so for that, we celebrate you. For that, we are more than thrilled. And thank you for leaving us the tools for us to be in capable hands. Thank you for setting the example, the loving example of what it's like to live in community with others. To live authentically in community with others is a challenge. It's a challenge we're all up to, or else we wouldn't be here. But to go through the difficult times together and the joyful times together and the babies and the weddings and the memorial services and the floods and bugs and everything else. That's why we do this, because this is our family of choice. Thank you for being part of our family for so long. And know that you're not ever not going to be. David told me today he'd be a virtual member. Yeah. I'm all about that. And Kit, sure is nice to be up here with you today. You know, feels like all those pieces just went like that, like they always do. As we begin our prayer today, My heart's been heavy about El Paso and Dayton because it's hard for us to imagine that such hatred can exist at the cost of the innocent. And so we have to affirm that God's peace is upon us. And I noticed today that even as I woke up to the news about Dayton, I also was checking my emails, and there was a Facebook entry that our dear friend Abby was dancing on stage with Michael Fracasso and Spearhead. Thank you, Michael Fronte. And Spearhead. And Abby was just dancing, well, like everything else Abby does, you know, just full out. And so there was the joy over watching our friend and her unbridled enthusiasm at the same time that my heart was heavy. And I thought, isn't that what we're about? To be able to contain all of that as well? For joy and sorrow to share that same place and to make us richer because of it. And so let your heart be a cradle right now for those who are grieving. Let your heart be a cradle for those who yesterday and this morning in the early hours experienced fear. Let your heart be a cradle for first responders everywhere. Let your heart be a cradle of gratitude for the good people who came to the aid of strangers, to bring them to safety, to take them to hospitals, to shelter them. Let your heart be a cradle for the sadness that we have to see our friends go and the joy that we share with them that they're going to their next perfect place. And beloved, doing this now, taking the fullness of the human journey into your heart and letting it expand you is what our spiritual life is about. Sometimes it feels like our hearts will burst with feeling. But in truth, we are being expanded to contain more and more. So breathe from the deep earth that grounds us here in this sacred place. Breathe all the way up through the crown of your head to the expansive heavens. And embrace all that has gone before and all that is yet to come. Open your heart with compassion and gratitude for this amazing experience of life and the amazing people with which you get to share it. Today we will break bread with each other. We will share in that ancient ritual that has bound humans since the beginning of our existence here. So may we laugh and cry and share with each other. May we take joy in our children and shelter those who are fragile. And together we join our hearts in lifting up Sherry and David to that road that lies open before them. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine brightly. And God always be with you until we meet again. And breathe again. Gratitude for that which is good, because it's all God. And we give thanks. So it is. Amen.